going to be up at training camp in a couple weeks, man. 2 weeks from today, actually.
What?
I think it's 2 weeks from today, Cody. I think it's 2 weeks from today in St. Joe. We'll be up there for 11 shows throughout training camp. We'll be talking to a different Chiefs player, we hope, each and every show, like we've done in the past. We got a couple new ideas we're excited about when we get up there as well. And one of the players that we'll be keeping an eye on will be Chiefs rookie running back, Breshard Smith.
Once again, listed over at ESPN, they did their entire article of the 32 players that surprised with how well they did in off-season workouts for every single team. And of all 32 teams, of course it was Breshard Smith, the player I would have just assumed it was based on this. I'm torn here because they have recently shown an ability to find a seventh-round running back and have success with said late round, let's call, because Breshard was a sixth, right? No, he traded up for the seventh. Late round running back who worked in their regard. But just tell me how it works. They've got a vet. They've got Pacheco back healthy. Where does he get on the field?
Receiving.
Enough?
They're gonna line him up in different spots. I could see a couple of packages.
Third down receiving, though? They'll never let a rookie do that, right?
Well, not necessarily that. Well, one, if he's going to line up in the backfield, he's got to be strong enough in pass protection, and he can eventually take on the Jerick McKinnon role. I'm talking about, I wonder, Cody, if they have some stuff, especially designed where he's lined up on the outside, or he's lined up in the slot, or he motions, right, out of the backfield. I could see stuff like that. If you're asking how does he get involved his rookie season, I think it's more in the passing game. I don't believe there's carries really to be had for Breshard Smith. If Pacheco is healthy, Kareem Hunt is healthy, I just don't see. And that's where I still fast forward to the end of camp. Is Elijah Mitchell for sure making this team? You know what I mean? Like he's on a 1 year deal, but it's
Has to. I didn't think much of that deal when he got signed.
Yeah, but now that they drafted, because I think Mitchell and Smith are both receiving type of backs. I think Smith carrying the ball in 2025. I mean, what is he going to get? 10 carries all year? If that, like, I think he's more of a receiving factor, if anything. Like,
in a lot of ways, and I know teams do not, especially in football, you operate a little bit less this way, but you do also want to know whether or not you got to go back into the draft for a running back next year. If you can move forward with Smith and have a couple of these like Pacheco-like years, we go through it. And I feel like still Elijah Mitchell's got to have a good chance because they love a third running or a running back available to them in pass pro, on third down, the Jerick McKinnon role. They have had a guy like that in that role pretty much the entire time Andy Reid's been around here. And I have a hard time imagining that's not Elijah Mitchell.
It's him or Smith. That's what I'm saying. It's one of those two. Let's see what like training camp looks like.
Would actually speak really highly, I think, if he beat out Elijah Smith.
How well does Breshard Smith pick up on the pass protection? Because, you know, and as long as he's not fumbling the football too, right? Those are the two things that'll keep you off the field. Carson Steele learned that pretty quickly last season as well. Can you pass protect as that third down back?
And isn't that just maybe Kareem?
Yeah, someone says, why are you assuming he can't replace Kareem Hunt? Kareem Hunt is not getting cut during camp. I just don't see it.
I don't think you bring Kareem Hunt in February, whatever it was. It was super early. I don't think you bring Kareem Hunt in that early for a guy who is just a nice little safety net back there. Can he steal like first or second down snaps occasionally from him? Sure. But red zone's
someone
Kareem.
Says, why are we sure who's going to make the team? Well, at some point, I mean, there's practice squad eligibility, but they're also not keeping five running backs on the active roster, guys. I mean, like that's why. Somebody's here. Let's just go through who's on. So we all agree Pacheco obviously is a lock. I think Kareem Hunt's a lock to make this team. So then those are two spots. So then we're talking about two more spots really. And that's between Elijah Mitchell, Breshard Smith, Carson Steele, and there's some other undrafted free agents. Okay.
I think Steele, just based on how it went last year, the second he started fumbling and the fact that they brought in Kareem Hunt kind of signals the end of his time outside of just practice squad activity, where he can maybe be elevated here or there.
Yeah, the question for Elijah Mitchell is health, too. You know, like someone citing what he did in San Francisco, his rookie year, everybody thought his rookie year, he was going to become one of the nice backs in this league. The guy was averaging 4.7 yards a carry and all that, but he played in 11 games last year and 5 the year before. That's why he was available. That's why they signed him to a nothing 1 year deal. I hope he can stay healthy because I actually think he can be an effective option for them. He's more likely to carry the football at some point this year than Breshard Smith is, in my opinion.
I think so, too. I think Breshard Smith will return more kicks than he gets carries this year. Like, I'm just telling, man, I think the special team snaps are where they're coming, Drew. I hope to be way wrong and he's just like a star in the making. He immediately takes over Pacheco's job and all these things, because if he's already better than Pacheco, better than Elijah Mitchell, better than Kareem Hunt, that is a good thing because those are running backs they trust and like. And I still think Pacheco's in line for a bounce back.
Yeah, I don't know if I fully agree with this just because, like, and I know that I guess is banking on this one thing, but if his pass protection is good, if he can pass protect, because I don't know what Elijah Mitchell, I don't know where he's, I don't know where anybody else really sits in terms of the pass pro phase of things. But if he can pass protect, I think he's going to be in more than maybe we think he's going to be. And I think it's just going to increase as the season goes on, just because of what his ability is out of the backfield. Not necessarily to carry. I think carries, you actually might be right, Cody. But I think in terms of him catching the ball out of the backfield, I think he can be utilized in a way where his touches can actually considerably increase if he can be a guy they can rely on, like a Jerick McKinnon, which is the role that I don't think
he's always been a vet. Like,
I don't think he'd ever take over Pacheco's carry amount or take over for
Pacheco's
him.
Pacheco's the number one back for this team. I think there's any question.
Injury is the only way that I think Rashard Smith has a
role,
major activation inside the offense from a carry and catch perspective, both.
Do you think that's why they drafted him in the first place? Because they signed Kareem Hunt and they re-signed Hunt and brought in Mitchell before the draft even started. Maybe they took Rashard because that one they like him.
That was the whole thing when they signed Kareem Hunt. We had the conversation like 5 minutes after he signed. We're like, hey, does this prevent them from spending a premium pick on a running back?
Yeah.
And I know we had Briscoe in here and they're like, oh, I don't think it does. And we're like, does it? Or it shouldn't. And obviously they waited till late in the draft to get Smith. I think Smith's impact, if he has won his rookie season, is going to be on the receiving end of things. And that's what I think will be interesting to see during training camp, is how good is that end look? I just don't think it's going to be a guy getting the football, from a handoff of Patrick Mahomes. That's all.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think so.
It doesn't seem like it based on what he did, because he was a wide receiver. Transfer.
Correct. That's why I'm thinking receiving.
Yeah.
I will say the only thing I give them maybe a little bit more, not credit on, but at least always gives me a little bit more change or optimism on, is as much as most teams, it's like a 50-50 shot. A seventh round pick even makes the roster. Okay. A lot of those guys end up on practice squad guys. They get cut. They get moved around. You're no guarantee to make a roster as a seventh round pick.
I don't think he's getting
the
cut,
Chiefs,
though.
No, I don't either, because the Chiefs also, as an organization, might be the best team in football at keeping sixth and seventh round picks on the actual team. Nazee Johnson, Isaiah, they took 3 in 1 year that played for the team.
Yeah,
So they are more likely than most teams to do it.
It also depends, we play the injury game too. You know, when we're up at training camp, somebody will get hurt at some point in time. And is it somebody from the backfield? And if it's somebody further down, then they can kind of cover it with, all of a sudden he starts the year on the PUP list, or he's on, on the IR kind of thing. And all of a sudden it's how they can keep an extra guy on the roster as almost a red shirt type of season. We see that play out every year, Cody. If somebody gets banged up at all, it's late in camp and they're struggling to figure out the roster crunch. All of a sudden, one of these guys, specifically talking a younger guy usually, all of a sudden that player, squeaks through because they're able to just hide him on the injury.
This would be that training or a training camp question, but how many running backs do they traditionally keep? Because you can think, okay, if they keep Smith, they've got four. Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, Elijah Mitchell, and then Rashard Smith, assuming Carson Steele would get sent to the practice squad at that rate. I don't know if they...
Yeah.
Did they traditionally keep four, the Chiefs?
Because they kept four.
They will keep four is my guess again.
Because obviously that goes into the, do they keep seven wide receivers, or do they, I think that's where the shift could possibly come.
I think they'll keep four. It's Pacheco, it's Hunt. The question is Smith good enough to be on the active roster? I think he's going to end up being on the active roster. I really do. And then is Elijah Mitchell the odd man out? He just simply gets cut. Or, a late pick swap trade type thing right before camp. It depends on how Smith looks and the health of Elijah Mitchell, in my opinion. That's, to me, what we're debating in terms of the fourth running back. I think two of them are clearly
making
the
same
team.
It's like there's these extra tight ends that are, they're not keeping four tight ends, four running backs, right, seven wide receivers,
sure,
seven offensive. Like, the cut's coming somewhere. The question has always been kind of where. I actually think that they can get away with one less offensive lineman for the first time, maybe in a long time, and just allow a couple of the guys they have as super utility guys, essentially, to operate inside of that. But yeah, I think he's just more of a, it's not even a knock. I just think he's probably in the end more of kind of a special teams player as things go on.